People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Before she became an autism advocate and mom of four, Shaletta Brundage was an Emmy Award-winning comedian. Need something to put a smile in your face? Laughing with Letta is sure to tickle your funny bone. Check it out. But pee first and make sure you ain't drinking nothing when Shaletta's on a roll. That way you won't have anything to clean up when the podcast is over.
Y'all know your girl is from the South. And one thing that I miss more than anything else about living in the Twin Cities and not being down South is Mardi Gras. Food and the beads and the drink and the culture. It is just a whole vibe, right? And, you know, Mardi Gras is smack dab in the middle of February. Kids just coming off spring, winter break, in the middle of the week. I can't get back downtown New Orleans for the parade and leave my kids here. They call the people on me. But I see the pictures and I long for it. I see the videos and the social media posts of everybody having fun in New Orleans, my family and friends, and I want it for myself. But it is difficult to get away in the middle of the week with four kids. Well, guess what? I don't have to. Well, I don't have to go all the way to New Orleans because there is an event coming up at Canterbury Park on this weekend that we want to tell you about. And it has everything and all the things in it that will satisfy my Mardi Gras cravings. And to tell us all about it, Michael Batiste Jr. is joining Laughing with Letta. Hey, Michael.
Hey, girl. What's up?
Oh, man, it is so good to meet you. I met your parents. I fell in love with them at Chef Mateo's restaurant. We sat and talked. They done been all up in my house, and you ain't even got my cell phone number. They done arranged a play date for us. Call my baby. Call my boy and talk to him on your radio show because he got a big party coming up. I said, we is 50 years old. We don't need nobody arranging no play date for us.
Oh, you're killing me.
We got a play date going on the podcast today. How about that?
That's right. Right here.
Oh, my goodness. So wait a minute. I got to tell everybody about this because, you know, anytime Mardi Gras comes around, I'm reposting all my friends' stuff. I'm talking about Laissez-Relais, Bon Ton Roulet. I'm pulling out old pictures from when I was, you know, doing my Mardi Gras thing. And everybody's like, oh, my God, we got to go. You should do a guided tour in New Orleans. We want to get there. We could just go down the Mississippi. I'm like, in February, it's frozen. Hello. And I can't get on a plane and leave my kids. But there's an event that you have coming up at the end of this month. In fact, on March 30th at Canterbury Park, and you have got to tell us all about it because you still got tickets available.
That's right. So, well, you know, the cool thing about Mardi Gras, we all know it's tied to Lent, right? And Lent is always changing from year to year. It's never the same date on the calendar. So what we're trying to do here is, you know, my parents, Mike and Katie, you know, they were educators. Myself, we've been here for better part of three decades. We looked around, we noticed, wow, where's a Mardi Gras tradition, right? We're native Louisiana people. We have from Southwest Louisiana, we got relatives that organize parades down there. And, you know, my parents go down there two or three times a year, and I get down there whenever I can. But bottom line is we noticed that Mardi Gras is mentioned. Mardi Gras is talked about. Few parties here or there sprinkled around the Twin Cities, but the tradition itself hasn't been really adopted, right? Mm-hmm. So here we are. We've been talking about it for 10 years, it seems, or more. And within the last year and a half or two, we finally put together a little plan. And it's been a labor of love, but here it is. So what we're going to do is sprinkle the we're calling it the Midwest Mardi Gras Mayor's Ball at After Party, right? So what it's going to be is March 30th, 7 p.m. at Canterbury Park in the Event and Expo Center. And it's not just, you know, a mayor's ball, right? And you think, oh, wait, I got to be a politician or a mayor to attend this thing. No, you don't. It's open to the public. But keeping in Mardi Gras tradition, a mayor's ball is where all the social organizations, you know, they kind of have this thing where they announce their royalty and things like that, just keeping it in custom. That's what we're going to do, right? So for 7 p.m., it's going to last from, I'm sorry, it's going to last from 7 p.m. to midnight. So 7 to 8 is going to be a meet and greet. So you just get a chance to rub elbows with any and everybody there before the main event starts. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then from 8 to midnight, you know, we've got live music. The MVP band is a great cover band that here everybody knows about in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
Right. We got an ex-Prince drummer there that runs that band. So it's great. We've got Chef Aaron McBee and Aaron Lucas, you know, fixtures, you know, in St. Joseph. So a crew restaurant, great people. Mm-hmm. So they're doing a menu for us. We've got, you know, a performing arts component, which is, I mean, you can't have Mardi Gras without performing arts.
Right.
Right. So Emerald Essence is doing a performing arts component for us. We've got, man, what don't we have? We got the St. Paul Winter Carnival Royalty, mm-hmm. King Boreas, you know, in his court, going to be doing the knighting ceremony. We got you.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. MCing this crazy thing for us, right? We've got costume contests. you know, we've got,
I love it.
Man, we've got a 360 video booth, you know, with these little video things where you can go.
Everybody is loving those. Oh my God.
Right, right. We got that. Shoot, we got, I'm trying to think what we don't have. It's just going to be fun. It's going to be a fun night. And it's good. It's just the beginning of things. And then from 2025 and beyond, we're going to pair that same mayor's ball and after party with the 3-day festival each and every year. Talking, you know, a full parade, battle of the bands, a children's run, a 5K run, a 10K run, a shoebox float activity for the kids. A pet parade, walk your dog around Canterbury Park's track, mm-hmm. a full parade, you name it, is going to be a cook-off, a celebrity cook-off. It's going to be crazy, and that's how we're going to adopt this full-blown tradition for years and years here. And it's just, we're just super excited about it.
I love that you're ready to launch into the deep. Why is it so important for you and your family to bring this Mardi Gras culture to folks in Minnesota?
Excellent question. Mardi Gras itself is just a community unifier. And throughout the last couple of hundred years, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't realize the true history of Mardi Gras, but Mardi Gras was really started by the French Catholics. And the first Mardi Gras celebrations were actually done in Mobile, Alabama in the late 1700s. And the first parades in New Orleans were done in 1857. Mm. But it's always been a community unifier, no matter your race, color, creed, religious beliefs, political affiliations, socioeconomic status, none of that matters. Yeah. Put your mask on, be you, have fun, and none of that stuff matters, and everybody's having a great time. And it's just it's a community unifying event that we feel is much needed in the world we live in right now.
And you know, we got a lot going on in this world, And to be able to get together and go to a grown-up party and not have to worry about, look over your shoulder, is something going to happen? We're out. It's an adult evening at Canterbury Park. Get you a babysitter for March 30th. I'm going to be hosting. Crew Restaurant's going to be making the food. It's going to be so much fun.
With the king cake with the little babies in it.
Hello. Hello. Right. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love the fact that you all are doing this fun event with dancing and costumes to bring some of that Cajun Creole flavor to the Twin Cities. There's so many people from Louisiana who live here now. So many people from Texas, from Mississippi, from Alabama who live here now. And this is going to be part homecoming for them because they'll be able to reconnect with their roots. Now, you said you had a special surprise for me. What is the special surprise?
That special surprise is we're going to have a little, since we're approaching the last week of this thing, we're going to do a price drop on our So, you know, originally we had the tickets at $85 for general admission and $125 for VIP. And, you know, that for the first time out, everybody's thinking, wow, it's kind of expensive. But, you know, to be honest with you, you've got full Cajun.
I was going to say with the food and everything else, right. It looked like a discount to me.
Live music, raffle giveaways, you know, party all night long for 5 hours. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing, right? But you know what we're going to do for the last week? We're going to go $45 for the general admission and for the VIP.
Oh, $45. That's a game changer. Because that you can almost get in with two people, which you were going to pay for one.
Right. And I'm going to go out on the Eventbrite site, and I'm going to make that change here at the end of the podcast. Make that
That's going to be so awesome. Now, before you go, you got to tell us, where can folks get signed up? Where can they go to get their tickets?
That's right. So our website is www.tcgolive.com, and you will learn everything there is to know about what we do, a little bit of cool fun facts about Mardi Gras itself. You'll see that ticket purchase button on the home page itself. Click that and that'll take you right to Eventbrite, and you can purchase your tickets there, or you can go on eventbrite.com and do the ticket purchase there. But it's probably a little bit easier going to TC Go Live. www.tcgolive.com, and it's just a little bit more seamless there.
All right. Well, that sounds great. I'm so glad you had a chance to come on the show. Thank you for dropping them ticket prices. I'm going to call some of my old broke cousins and tell them, because they was like, it's too high. I'm like, you're getting food and entertainment and dancing and music and fun and networking and drinks. You're going to have to get your money up. Everybody ain't going to be able to come down to you. So thank you for coming down to my cousin and them. Not aching out.
Awesome.
All right, Michael. Well, it was so good hanging out with you. Please tell your parents I said hello and tell them thank you for arranging this podcast play date with us.
It has been super talking to you, and I can't wait to see you this week. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much for being on the show. And thank y'all for coming again to Laughing with Letta. Week after week, baby, we know we have some fun. So I don't care how your day went. I don't care what happened. I don't care who pissed in your post toasters. You can always come here and leave with a smile.
That girl is crazy, in a good way. To check out previous episodes, log on to her website, SheLettaMakesMeLaugh.com. You can also check out where she's appearing next and score cool merch.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
If you're planning to spend time with someone who is older or at higher risk for COVID-19, consider wearing a mask during your visit and taking a self-test first. It's possible to spread the virus to others starting a couple days before you have any symptoms, or even if you never show any symptoms. People at higher risk include those over the age of 50, people with weakened immune systems, or those with chronic medical conditions like heart, lung, or kidney disease. People who were pregnant or were recently pregnant are also at higher risk.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips, and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future. A plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.